Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Salvation in Jesus Christ is the message of the whole Bible. Welcome to our study of New Testament. As we think about the message of the New Testament, to really understand and grasp that message, we first need to understand what the overall message, the tone and tenor of the Bible is. And friend, the Bible is all about salvation in Jesus Christ. The Old Testament tells us that Jesus is coming. He's coming in promise. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God makes the promise that the seed of woman will deal a death blow, will crush the head of Satan. He's coming in prophecy. Genesis chapter 12, Genesis chapter 22, the seed of Abraham is going to bless, the seed of woman is going to bless all nations. Isaiah chapter 53, passages like Psalm 22, we have prophecies of that Son of God, the Savior coming, who will suffer and die for all mankind. And so Jesus is coming, is the message of the Old Testament. God is preparing before time began. God had already been preparing. 2 Timothy 1, verses 8 through 10. And then we open to the very first pages of the New Testament. Matthew chapter 1, Jesus is no longer coming. Jesus is here. You shall call His name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. And so the overall message of the Bible is salvation in Jesus Christ. Acts 2:36 sums it up beautifully. Peter said, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly, God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." Friends, salvation is here. It's available. Have you taken advantage of it? Have you obeyed the gospel? Are you sure that you're right with God? If not, you need to do what they did in the first century in that same chapter. Acts chapter 2, Peter preached to them and they cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And the answer was clear. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Salvation is in Jesus. Are you in Christ? If not, obey the gospel before it's everlastingly too late.
God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.